good, everybody? I'm Justin Miller, host and owner of Legends of Athletics, and this is another Legends of Athletics podcast. If you want to be the best, you got to work overtime. That's what Floyd Mayweather said. So I'm bringing you this podcast, and this is me working overtime. Today has been a long day, but sometimes in business, just like in work and in life, we have those long days and you just have to find a way to push through. And so in this podcast, the same thing that I tell you guys, the same thing that I tell my athletes, I have to practice that and practice what I preach daily. And I have to be a bridge builder and show people the way versus always telling people the way. And so today is one of those days where I just have to take the same knowledge and the same drive and the same advice I give others, and I have to take it for myself. Before we get too deep into this podcast, don't forget to go like and rate this podcast, as well as share this podcast with somebody. So, like any other podcast, the more you rate it, the more you like it, the more you share it, the more people are able to listen to it. But it also helps us move up in the rankings on podcast platforms such as Apple Podcasts and Spotify and things like that. And so your support is greatly appreciated. And you guys have been very, very great in your support, and our numbers are climbing. And so continue doing what you're doing and continue helping us as we can continue growing. It feels kind of awkward being on an episode by myself because I've given you guys so many great guests, and we are going to continue that. But it feels funny because sometimes when you haven't done something in a while, you're out of practice with something, you kind of got to get back in the groove. But it feels good to kind of get back and do my own thing and, kind of let you guys hear my voice. And so for today's episode, tonight's episode, or this afternoon's episode, whenever you're listening to it, I want to give you guys five key points to carry you to success. And success is something that I feel like I'm able to talk about because I've been in successful situations so many times. That doesn't mean that my word carries more weight than the next man or woman, but that does mean that I have a little something to say on it. And so this question really came about because of talking to a student athlete yesterday, or it may have been the day before, I can't remember. But anyway, talking to a student athlete that asked me about going to the professional level in basketball. And this kid is just hit 13 and trying to make that climb. And so it really invoked me to one, think a little deeper. And it also helped me to slow down in my process of thinking and really give some good advice and the best advice that I felt that I could at that time. And so the first thing I would say is to be successful, right? You gotta keep God first. I'm a believer in God. I don't know who's listening to this podcast. You may not be a believer in God, but I believe in God. That's my faith. First and foremost, I may not practice the best all the time, but my faith allows me to believe in God. And I think that keeping God first, I know that keeping God first in a lot of things that I do keeps things in order, but it also orders my steps. And so you got to keep God first, and that's going to keep you with a good foundation and keep you rooted and also keep you away from certain situations, because you have to pray for discernment and you have to pray for guidance and you have to pray for just the things that are going to help you. Pray for guidance, you have to pray for success. And you have to pray for the things that are going to help you get to that next level. And so whenever you're going on a journey, especially a journey that you've never been on, it's going to be filled with many bumps, bumpy roads, curves in the road, and things that you just don't see or foresee, because you're only seeing one side of the picture whenever you're asking for those things. And so as you go and as you become more successful, you just have to be tooled with more things to help you sustain the success or go to another level. Naturally, as human beings, most of us always, once we reach our goals, we want to go up and we want to go up and succeed at another level. And so you have to make sure that you stay grounded and also make sure you stay in tune with your spiritual side of things, because that is going to carry you way further than your common knowledge and things like that. The second thing that I wrote down was you have to have a standard work ethic and quality. When I say standard work ethic and quality, at one point in my life, I was able to work for a Toyota Motors Company of Mississippi. When I worked for Toyota, one thing that we always talked about was the Toyota way. And that just meant that was the standard of practice, but that also was going to be the standard work ethic that we were going to carry out each and every day. Regardless if you worked in a clinic, regardless if you worked on the line, or you were security, or you were one of the custodians, everybody had the same level of work ethic. If you ever go into a Toyota, if you're ever able to go into a Toyota and tour anywhere in the country, they all just about look the same. Outside the size, they all just about look the same. You're going to see the cleanest factors. You're going to see the most diligent work, and you're going to see the most, like, everything's going to be at another level as far as car companies go. And that's why Toyota has built the brand that it has. And so for me, that taught me being in that environment to have a standard work ethic and to have quality work. That quality work allows me to say that that's my best work and that that work is going to look the same throughout. My social media has always been pretty decent with the times. But one thing that I have learned and realized is, you know, whenever you want to go to another level, you got to take everything up another level. And so if you've looked at my social media the last 2 to 3 months, maybe 4 months, somewhere in there, you've seen that everything has been at another level and an apex. And so to me, like once you do that one time, you got to be able to replicate it, do it a second time, a third time, a fourth time, until it becomes a habit. And then once it becomes a habit, it becomes easier. And then you're able to take the next step. And I think a lot of times with people, especially when you start off, it's easy to just go and get it great then. But then as you keep going, then you start losing your work ethic, you start losing the quality, and you just things start taking a downswing, and then you get into that pit of like, it's not that great or it's average, and then you start getting average results. So you have to make sure that you keep your work ethic high, and you also have to keep the quality of your work high. The next thing will be measurables. In sports, we always talk about measurables. We talk about, is this person 6 foot? Is this person six, if they play basketball, are they 6'5"? If they play football, are they 6 foot? What are their weight? How fast do they run? How high do they jump? These are measurables. These are things that we look at to say, well, this athlete is great. This athlete is not so great. These are the things that we kind of look at to give us a metric, to give us a standard, kind of like what I just talked about. But the measurables are like the things that we really can't get past, but you have some people who are outliers to get past them, right? So you may have that 5'11 point guard that makes it to a high-level Division I program. You may have that 5'11 running back that makes it to a high-level Division I football program. But these are the measurables. I'm not saying you necessarily have to have all these, but there are measurable qualities that deem you to be on the road to success or be a successful person. One thing I say is like you have to have confidence. Confidence to me comes from overcoming obstacles in your past, but it also comes from you keeping promises to yourself. A lot of you guys and girls have made promises to yourself that you have not kept. So therefore, that makes you a little less confident than the next person. Well, you said you were gonna get 3 workouts this week, you got 1. You said you were gonna eat right for 2 days this week, you ate right for a half of a day. Things like that. You said you were gonna run an extra sprint after 1 extra sprint per practice, and you haven't done that often. So therefore, your confidence wanes because you aren't able to keep those promises to yourself. And so confidence starts with you. And if you can hold yourself accountable and always bet on yourself and do the things that you know you need to do for yourself, then your confidence naturally will grow because you will start winning. Even in your losses, you still will come back and win. That doesn't mean you always win, but you'll be able to come back and win. So you have to be confident. The next thing that I wrote down is you have to have non-negotiables. I talked to my wife about this the other day, or it may have been this morning. I talk a lot, so I kind of forget sometimes when I say certain things, but non-negotiables. Your non-negotiables are the things that you don't negotiate on each and every single day. And instead of me talking about another person in your life, like a coach, a spouse, family member, friend, whoever, we're going to keep this thing on you. Everything starts with you. You got to take full accountability in your life, and you have to have those non-negotiables. All right, so this is what a non-negotiable looks like, right? Are you going to negotiate if you're going to get extra work today at practice? Are you going to negotiate? Are you going to get extra work? Or are you going to negotiate? Are you going to get that extra lift? Are you going to negotiate with yourself if you're going to study film? Are you going to negotiate with yourself if you're going to eat right? Are you going to negotiate with yourself if you're going to get the proper recovery? Or do you have some non-negotiables that put you above and beyond the rest of the competition? Me personally, some of my non-negotiables that I would explain to you guys are, I say, well, I'm going to take 30 minutes to 1 hour per day to study my craft. I'm going to make sure that I exercise myself for at minimum 1 hour per day. Does that mean I'm doing physical exercise every day? No, but I may be getting mental reps. I may be getting my recovery reps. I may be getting some mobility training, a multitude of things, but I have to get that 1 hour per day. I give myself 1 hour for 6 days a week. It's 7 days in the week, so one day of those, I'm going to completely rest. But I'm going to make sure that I get those six days and that 6 hours in at minimum. That's the standard that I have for myself. Because the thing you'll realize, and a lot of you guys, even like you may be too young right now, but the older people listen to this, you know, you will negotiate yourself out of your position. Meaning, some people know the gift they have and they know what's inside of them, but they'll negotiate their way out of it because you say, well, I'm too tired today. Oh, I don't feel like doing it today. Oh, I don't have the energy to do it today. I don't have the time. And you have the time, you got the energy, but you just negotiate yourself out of your own position. And so you can't be mad at anybody if you make those negotiations every day. Kobe Bryant, rest his soul, was one of the ones that talked about you have to not give yourself choices. It's some stuff that you just can't give yourself a choice in. Like, I know for me, running is something that I don't really enjoy, but guess what? It's something that's necessary for life. And so I have to find a way to add that cardio or a conditioning element to my daily routine in order to keep myself in shape, because the line of work that I do, if I'm not available and I'm not ready, I'm not able to give my students, I'm not able to give my athletes, my clients, the best of me, and therefore everybody suffers. And so that's gotta be, you gotta have some non-negotiables in your life, and you gotta have them set, and you gotta have those things in line. And the last thing I would say, to wrap this all up and put a bow on it, you gotta have a little look. Success comes with a little look, but as they say, success is when opportunity meets preparation. That's when luck happens. And so if you're not prepared, if you haven't done the things, make sure that you're ready. Talking to God, asking for guidance and permission, asking for, you know, where you need to go, how you need to do it, what things you need to do. That doesn't mean you're always gonna get an answer, but having that conversation, having that relationship. If you don't have the standard work ethic and the quality set, if you don't have the measurables, if you don't have those non-negotiables, the luck is not going to be there. The luck is going to come when you prepare yourself. You have to prepare yourself, though. There's a lot of people that have big dreams and big aspirations, but they're not prepared. That's just the crux of the matter. That's life. And there are some people that make it a long way and they have success and massive success that are not prepared, but it's not sustainable. And so I want you guys to be successful. I want you guys to be the best you can be. That's inside and outside of sports. That's people who are athletes and people who may be non-athletes. I want you guys to be the best you can be. And I want you to be on the lookout for a lot of things. I have another one. I want another one of these I want to do. And it's lessons I learned in my 20s that carried over into my 30s. I think I know it's going to be a great one. And you guys, always don't forget to like, subscribe, holla back at your boy. And as always, make sure you tell somebody to tell somebody and be legendary.